So Rick, or I'm sorry, Ricky boy, don't say anything NDA related because I'm recording. Okay.
Oh yeah. And like, so yeah, this is the first podcast I've done totally sober. So I'm not really worried about leaking anything now.
If you can hold it in while you're drunk, then you can hold it in while you're sober for sure.
At Mar-a-Lago,
it's kind of like TD said he was going to go grab a drink, and I was like, dude, this is the first drink that you've had in your entire life. I feel honored to experience this with you.
The after party is later, and if it's anything like the others, there will be plenty of booze.
Welcome back to the Clash Tits Podcast. We are live from Finland. Well, actually, me and TD are not live from Finland. So jealous. We have the Congressman Cool Rick, who is live in Finland. Rick, what is it like in Finland? Can you give us just a brief rundown?
Finland's awesome. The whole setup for the arena is really cool. They shut down like a whole mall to build the studio inside of. It's like a shopping mall. Like you leave like the back entrance. Down this cool dark hallway, only for special people. We can go into the food court and order food, but the whole mall is shut down. I mean, like a huge warehouse. Like I can't even tell what this is right now. It looks like the inside of an airplane hangar back for where the creator lounge is for us just to take breaks.
So do you have like a press pass?
I have a wristband, which is super annoying because like I can't take it off. It locks on. And it's fabric, so I'm gonna have to cut it tonight, but I've had to wear it for 3 days and it's driving me nuts.
You had to shower with it?
Yeah, it's like a little fabric wristband that I can't remove because it's got a little like the little tightening mechanism is one way only. So I can make it tighter, but the only way it's coming off is with a knife.
So that's super interesting. Do different people have different color bands for different types of services that they provide? So YouTube content creators versus podcasts versus subreddit moderators versus guys like Clash Ninja. Like, do they have different color bands?
So yes, there are different colors, but not broken out, like you said. So this just content creators, we all have the same one. And that includes guys like me and all there's other website guys here too. And the Discord mods and Reddit mods. And then there's white for the people who just bought a ticket. And then there's gray, which is your admission to the after party tonight. And I think there's others. I think there's like employees and the people who are working have one. And there's press who I think have a different one. So I'm not allowed in the press areas.
But your media?
Kind of.
I think you should lobby for that.
No, it's just like 17-year-old kids working security. So I bet I could just force my way past.
Muscle your way in. So if Trample Damage was there, what color wristband would he have?
He would be a paying customer, so he would have white.
If he was invited by Supercell, which Trample, you're going to be invited by Supercell next year, right?
You know what? I would not be surprised.
I would not be surprised either from the conversations I've had.
Just because they're inviting more people next year?
They're looking in the bottom of the trash bin because they can't get enough people to come.
We already invited everybody else.
Trash Damage. We need him.
So I know.
Throw him a wristband.
So Seth, who isn't working on Clash anymore, but you might remember him from the Capitol announcement video with Darian.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's a fellow bald man.
Yes. Yeah, he is.
He's sexy.
So, both he and Adrian, the new community manager, have talked about how much they're kind of getting into TikTok lately. So if you're still one of the big TikTok dudes in a year, I'll probably see you here next year.
That would be super cool. They actually, Adrian, I think, is doing some pretty cool stuff on TikTok. He's just, you know, it's all just like hype stuff. You know, that's exactly what you need out of social media content as the developer itself. They're not trying to show off cool attacks. They're not trying to show off, you know, the best meta. They're just like, you know, it's like I saw the ones that they posted recently. It's like one with like a five guys just like doing some backwards conga dance thing to some cool hip hop music. And it's just fun stuff to get people excited about the game.
It's funny when I met Adria the other day, we're sitting down to dinner and he was like a chair or two over from me. I didn't really talk to him just because it's awkward to talk across people. But then towards the end, he leaned back and he reached over and shook my hand and asked who I was. And I told him I was Rick. And I'd spoken to him before through messages. And then his face lit up and he's like, "Oh, hey, you. Nice to meet you." He goes, "Is Trample Damage here?" And then, no, you're excited for the, I got to disappoint you. Sorry.
I'm sure you've had tons of people asking where Tip Dog 20 is, right?
Ninja says hi.
Okay. I love Ninja. Thanks for saying hi. So let's go back to the beginning. When did you get to Finland?
Oh, I got into Finland Friday. No, Wednesday. I don't even know what day it is. Wednesday for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday afternoon.
And when did you arrive? You arrived late at night?
No, I got here mid afternoon. So we took a bus. They picked us up and got a ride from the airport. Myself had a flight with Clash Bashing, so that was cool. We got to talk to him for a little bit, and then a couple of Clash Royale guys and another Reddit mod who came. But they picked us up, brought us to the hotel, and checked in, had dinner at the restaurant in the hotel that night. And just, I don't think there's really anything planned. They have at the hotel. There's a real huge lounge they have set up for us, and they decked it all out with Clash theme stuff, and there's video games and a huge screen to watch the videos on. And yeah, it's real nice.
And you hung out there all night then?
Yeah, for the first night.
Yeah, I'm the type of guy that I would be holed up in my room just because I'm not a big fan of people interaction. TD, are you the same way, or are you a fan of that?
I mean, this is one of those things, like I've always kind of jokingly said that I show well in public because I'm perfectly able to, you know, relax and enjoy myself and have random conversations with people because I have had so many different types of people that I've interacted with on a personal level throughout my life. Plus I'm very good on the fly. Like I'm great at conversation, quips, positivity, very somber. Like I can read people somewhat well, thanks to my many years relationship with my wife. And, you know, like I'm a learning robot. I see how she does these things, but you know, I'm very friendly and very open. So in a situation like that, where if I were specifically in Rick's shoes, where I was going to an event like that, I would have been, you know, not drinking because that's not my jam, but I would have been mingling with people and saying hi and, you know, introducing myself to everybody. And I would have been the quintessential social butterfly. Whereas if it was something that was like a work thing where, like, I think about a couple of trips I had to take for some properties that my company manages outside of the Las Vegas Valley. Whenever I wind up going there, I don't wind up doing the socialization stuff. It's like, I'm like exactly what you described. I'd be in my hotel room reading or probably playing Clash of Clans or on the phone with, you know, my family or something more personal. But I think in that situation there, if I had had the, which I'm definitely not jealous at all of not being in Finland. But if I had found myself in that position, I would have been interacting with everybody because I really would have been wanting to meet more of the members of the community. I mean, I'm not one of those people who ever gets starstruck because I've met throughout the course of my career, I've actually had some opportunities to meet some very interesting and famous people. And I'm not somebody who, like, you know, loses my crap over stuff, but I realize that this, to a lot of us, there are like the people that we sort of like grew up, you know, following on YouTube or following on, you know, whatever social media platform we're on, that these are like famous people to us. And it's even, you know, it's weird for me, for people like when they respond to my comments on TikTok, like, "Oh my God, you responded." It's like, I'm just a guy with an iPad. Like that's something I heard Sir Moose say a long time ago. Like, I'm just a guy with an iPad or something like that. But I would have wanted to meet a lot of these people just to see, like, you know, my fellow content creators, which was a cool opportunity for Rick that I'm, again, just absolutely not jealous of. And I am really excited for him, though. I was super stoked that he had the opportunity to go. And I felt like it was a very cool message that the Supercell team was sending about the importance of the community. And Rick lives right at the heart of that with the Clash of Clans subreddit.
Yeah, very true. So I'm okay with up to 8-ish people. We have game night at our house and we invite close friends over to play typically social deduction games such as Avalon, games like that. And And I can do okay with up to 8, but if it starts creeping over that 8 line, I start getting anxious. And then what I start to do is I start to kind of go in my shell, and then I find people that I know the best, and I just kind of attach myself to them like a tick. And I'm just like, hey, let's hang out. Let's talk, because I'm super anxious to interact with all of these people who are in front of me. Rick, I get the feeling that you're more of an extrovert than an introvert, or am I reading you wrong?
Yeah, so it's really easy to be outgoing and friendly on the internet. So 2 years of COVID, I haven't had any social situations like this. And I totally forgot that, I'm pretty introverted. So I've been having to like force myself to awkwardly go introduce myself to people and meet them. But I'm managing.
Yeah, and I'm the same as Trample, in that if I'm in a situation, especially if it's a professional situation, I can be super friendly and I can be, you know, a great person, fun person to be around, but it's all forced. It's all practiced.
Yeah, there's been a lot of explaining who I am. So, but yeah, it's cool. It's everyone is really friendly. And I think we all have, you know, a common thread, which it makes it easy to jump into conversations and just get out and meet people and shake hands and say, oh, hey, what's up? You know, it's me. And, you know, like some people do, you know, have a vague awareness of who I am, which has been fun.
Nice. I know that you said on your podcast that you want to be recognized. You want to pop into Clash with Eric, for example, his live stream. Well, no. You want to be like, okay. Oh, hey, Congressman Cool John. I mean, Congressman Cool Randy. I mean, wait, Congressman Cool Rick, I know you.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'll make jokes. I don't have any delusions of being famous.
So, Trample, if you were there, who would be one of the first people that you would want to meet? I'm kind of put you on the spot. And I know that you've been interacting a lot with Eric, for example. Would Eric be one of the people that you would want to say hi to in person first?
No, it would be Congressman Cool Rick. I mean, we've actually...
Randy?
Yeah, no, this is actually, you know, it would be cool, like at an event to meet you guys. Yeah. You know, we've gotten to know each other so well over the last, I know, you know, Tip and I, it's been a lot more recent because we only met really in May of this year, but Rick and I have been talking for going on like, you know, almost 2.5-3 years at this point, mostly started through Reddit and then started more in game, when he was willing to come do a couple of just random pop in to do some wars with us. But aside from you guys, I think I would have been really interested to meet Adria in person because he was really supportive. And, you know, also, again, one of the reasons why I would have been interested in shaking Rick's hand first and saying thanks, because I still attribute my creator status largely to him. And he's like, oh, all I did was, you know, like send a drunken text to somebody in the middle of the night or something saying you should look at this guy's stuff. But, you know, it's that notion of like a snowball rolling downhill and it eventually gathers a lot of momentum. And Adria was really cool last year because it's only been about, what, like 9 months, I think, since I was originally put in as a tier 2 creator. And he was super friendly and really positive. And so that is somebody that I would like to meet. And then the only other person that I really know much that is in the Clash community that I know was there is Eric, which he's been really helpful and really friendly with, you know, providing me with a couple of ideas on just random stuff that I wind up asking him on Slack. He originally had reached out to me about streaming on TikTok because he's doing his cross from Twitch over to TikTok now. So that's a face that I would recognize. So I would have been like, hey, look, I'm Trample Damage, which would have still been weird for me to introduce myself as. I think I instinctively would have wanted to introduce myself by my first name. Rick, did you introduce yourself as Rick the whole weekend?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I imagine I would just give people more of a mouthful because Rick is one syllable and Trample Damage is 4.
Yes, there's a lot of Ricks in the Supercell world too. So it's definitely still blending in really well.
Do you have to give your real name at all?
No.
And is it weird? Yeah. For instance, I think Eric's name, his literal name is Eric, but like Clash Bashing, for example, or Carbon Finn. I mean, everybody calls him Carbon and Bash, right?
Yes.
The whole real name versus in-game name thing seems a little weird. Has it been awkward at all for you?
No, it's just everyone seems to stick with names. I have a little like name tag they make me wear that says Congressman Cool Rick. It's funny. People have been giving me crap for it too because like my name is apparently really long. And so the text on all the name tags has to be small just to accommodate my long name, apparently.
Is that the only thing on you this long? I'm talking about your arms. You have long arms. Oh,
he's
right?
Had the wristband on for like 3 days straight. So.
I hate this wristband. And now it's two.
Feedback to Supercell. Next time they do Clash Worlds, do something different with the wristbands.
Oh, and so like the first thing I said was when I saw him, I was like, dude, I'm not gonna have to wear that for 3 days, am I? And everyone just like rolled their eyes and I'm like, yeah, like it's apparently just how they do it. So no sign of that changing.
So I would love to meet a few people, and I know that you've already met a few, but of course I would love to meet Clash Ninja. He's been super supportive. Of course we had him on the podcast. I would also like to meet Stag, who we had on the podcast several weeks ago. If YK404 came on, had him on several months ago. And then another content creator that I know that is there, and I'm curious if you have interacted with him, but he's one of my favorite content creators, and that is Kenny Joe. Have you seen Kenny Joe or interacted with him at all?
I see him a lot. That dude's here to work too. He's always got his camera up, filming something, talking to people. He's one of the guys this is like a work trip for him. It really seems. And I haven't spoken to him personally, but I see him out and around.
He would definitely be something that I would want to go up to and probably have him sign my baby dragon plushie or something like that. No, we'll see. So what has the schedule been like? I know that you got there on Wednesday night. Thursday morning, bright and early, did they pick you up on buses and take you straight to matches, or did they give you a tour first, what did your schedule look like?
Yeah, so I got in Wednesday, and that was just a relaxed day, catch up on, recover from the trip. Thursday, there's no competition on Thursday, but we did spend all day at the Supercell headquarters, which is, the finals were cool. Those ended about an hour ago, but that day was fun. We didn't get a full tour of the building. They just took us up to the top floor. And just did a whole big presentation, introduced everyone, had lunch. Then they sat down and had two presentations, because for the Clash Royale team before lunch and then the Clash Clans team after lunch. And we just all sat in as a big group. So got to hear all about the next update for Clash Royale, which I could probably care less about. Although I have been playing it the last few days just because I've been talking to a lot of those content creators. And yeah, it is pretty fun getting back into it a little. Yeah, after lunch, got to sit down and go through the next update for Clash of Clans. And not only the next update, but the update after that, the winter update, and then the spring update, and the summer update, and the fall update.
Wow. So and all that, laid out, all that's locked behind an NDA?
Yes. But they, darn it. they laid out the real roadmap for the next 15 months for us. And it's, they had a lot of fill in the blanks, less details, obviously, the further we go out, because things change and everything else. But I gotta say, man, I'm pretty happy.
So it's looking positive.
Yeah. I normally kind of fear that I'm the pessimistic one or the negative one, on Red Fox Clash, but we are happy.
TD, I don't know if you have seen any of this and if you are locked behind an NDA at all, but if you are not locked behind an NDA, what are your predictions as far as Town Hall 15? And I'm not saying, Rick, if this is true, stay quiet. I'm not going to say anything like that. But I'm curious, TD, what do you not know from an NDA that you think might be coming?
The only thing that I'll actually say is I know what the next update is likely to entail, and I did not actually find out about it through the creator program, which I believe they'll wind up probably giving us some information in the very near future. I actually had a company reach out to me, and they reached out to me through Discord, and they said, hey, we've got this really cool thing that's coming for Clash of Clans. Would you be interested in making a paid TikTok for it? And I was like, sure, that sounds cool. And I went, oh my gosh, I think then, and they gave me dates and they gave me times. And so like, I feel like I already have some additional information that I anticipate probably finding out early this week, especially if they're already telling people where Rick is at right now. But I know what the content of at least the general content of the next update is going to be because of this other company that had reached out to me. So this is a company that handles brand marketing for Supercell. And they said, hey, we think TikTok would be a great platform. And it was really unfortunate because I told them I would be interested. It would be like my first paid gig outside of the creator program or my own content creation. And then they said, you know, send us a proof of concept. You know, what's a video that you've made before that would be similar to what you'd be planning on making? And I sent them a little outline for what I would do. And then the next day they wrote back. They're like, hey, this sounds good. We need a first draft of it by Friday. And this was about 2 weeks ago. And then they abruptly wrote back and said, actually, yeah, you know what? We were talking to Supercell and it appears that you're already in their creator program and they'll work directly with you on this. So, you know, they don't really, so never mind. We're not going to wind up letting you make money from this. And I was like, well, that absolutely sucks.
That does suck.
But so I found out, you know, and I didn't want to.
I have a TikTok. Can you like give them my information?
You know what? I totally would. But the guy told me he was cease communicating with me. So I was like, here.
Super cool. So funny. All 51 of my followers could actually see that.
But aside from that, I don't actually know. I don't have any other information as far as like the long-term roadmap. Although I think actually now I do have I feel like maybe I saw something on the creator Slack that had some kind of roadmap, or maybe it was something that Clash had even put out, but I don't remember. I want to say that I saw something that was talking about, well, you know what? Now I'm not going to say anything because I don't remember where I read it.
That's no fun. No fun being on a podcast with two guys who have an NDA or an in the level 3 creator program. I need to boot both of you and find somebody that I can talk to about predictions for Town Hall 15.
Just completely speculate with.
So Rick, of course, first day was tour of the facility. Did Clash Worlds and the actual competition start on Friday?
Yeah. And then probably the coolest part though was Thursday night after all the meetings in the building, we had a little break and we went back to the building where they had dinner prepared for us. And it was super good food. They have a whole setup up on the top floor where they have local like Michelin star chefs actually come in and prepare their menus for them.
Like tire Michelin tires?
No, like the, you know, the fancy stars in the restaurant world. But it's super good. And I got to I got to sit across the table from Stuart, who is the Clash game lead. And just pick his brain and be annoying for 2 full hours, asking every possible question about the game and the future Clash that I could come up with. So I learned a ton of useless information as far as you guys are concerned. But yeah, it just really, really exciting stuff coming.
So on Friday morning, did they bus you to this big mall, or how did it work out? What time did you have to get there?
So the Clash World start at 10 and they have a breakfast in the hotel, and then a bus just runs every half hour over to the arena, and people just cycle in and out. I didn't actually catch most of the worlds on day one because they arranged for a lot of other activities for us.
Oh, interesting. So like, what kind of activities?
So we had a choice way back when we signed up. I had a choice between flow boarding and an escape room. So I chose to do the escape room, but you had to choose a time. They had 2 times for each one. And the intent was that the Clash Clans people would do the afternoon activity, one or the other, and the Clash Royale people would do the morning one, but they didn't really communicate that to us. So I signed up for the wrong one. But anyway, I went and did an escape room with a couple other creators. That's fine. We solved it in like 40 minutes.
Interesting.
And then I was able to catch the last 2 wars on that day.
TD, are you an escape room fan?
I would be, but I also am really busy. We've done one as a family and it was it was fun, but I think, and I don't actually know if this is the way that normal escape rooms run, but we did one where there was a part where you had to like solve some puzzle that was really just like an actual physical puzzle on a desk where you had to fit things into a certain position. And then when you do, all of a sudden there's like this like lock mechanism sound and like you can get into the next room. But the way that it works, there's literally just like a lady who's watching us on a camera. And as soon as we put the pieces in the right position, she like pushes a button from her control room, which then opened up this other door. But we had a lot of fun with that. I think escape rooms are cool. My kids actually suggest wanting to do them all the time. We've only done the one, but it was in the beginning we started, it was like a prison escape type of deal. And my daughter and I started out in one cell. My wife and my son started out in the other cell. And there's this like small room in between the two of them, almost like a small rectangular room with one cell coming off of what would be like the 12 o'clock side and one coming off of the 9 o'clock side. And one of the first things that you're supposed to do is right by the door where you come in, there's like a, some small plastic thing that looks almost like it would hide an emergency light. And you were supposed to use one of the things that, you know, conveniently they left these really long sticks on the wall that the inmates could reach. And you're supposed to be able to like pop this thing open and take the key out so that you could open the two cells. And we had done like all of the prison stuff while not being able to interact with each other. And we were passing stuff back and forth between the cells. And the first thing we were supposed to have done was actually just get that key out so the four of us could interact together. But we didn't do that. And the lady actually came on because so my son and my wife had gotten into the next room and we were still waiting in our cell like, there's probably something that you're going to push that will open up the thing behind the sink here, because it looked like there was a hidden panel behind our sink. So we were expecting them to open it from the other side. And then eventually the lady comes on because my wife and my son are working their way through the second room. She's like, you guys are supposed to have already gone through the door that's in their cell. And we were like, oh. But I think escape rooms are super cool, especially, you know, with a group of smart people, because my kids and my wife were all very highly intelligent people. I would like to do some of this, you know, more complicated, more challenging ones, especially as my kids are getting older and have more world knowledge. But that's another thing I'm definitely not jealous of.
Well, next ClashCon we have is going to be in Las Vegas. And so we'll have to do it with you, Rick. We'll have to come down and we'll have to all do one together.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
There's going to be a convention here.
A ClashCon convention. Oh, we're announcing it right now on the Clash Tips podcast. Oh, it's going to be in 2027.
I was going to say, I didn't even know you've been holding out. Maybe I'm going to stick with the easy escape rooms.
Is that a slander to me?
No, that's to me. Not figuring you were making stuff up on the fly.
So, Rick, are you able to share what Clash personalities you did the escape room with?
It's no one you guys would know. So it was with Spencer, who is the admin of the Clash mm-hmm. Clients Discord server.
Yep.
And then another guy, Trickshot, and he is the top mod and admin of like all the other Reddits and Discord servers for Supercell.
Did Flammy show up to this weekend's Clash of Clans event?
No, I don't think Flammy does anything with Clash anymore. Or if he's here, I have no idea who he is.
That's funny. So that was Friday, and then of course Saturday was competition all day.
Yeah, Saturday was Clash Worlds day two, all on the morning, and then they also arranged for a sightseeing tour that day too. So we got busted around Helsinki on a private tour, showed all the cool major highlights around that city for a couple hours.
Interesting. Any favorite sites that you were able to see? Something super cool?
No, it's just a really beautiful kind of city. You know, it's got that whole, it's very European, you know, obviously, but it's the, you know, the kind of buildings you don't see in America, because we're all really dark and serious and metal and glass and concrete, and everything here is, you know, colorful. But it was cool hearing about the history of Finland, because I didn't know too much about it.
So that was Saturday. And then of course today is Sunday, and we had the semifinals and the finals today. Is that the case?
Yeah. The last wars were today. By now, yeah, everyone knows, you said earlier, the Queen Walkers won. It was a really great set of wars.
So I can't imagine actually being there. I would love to be there. And just a small admission, I've been crazy busy these past 3 days, past 4 days, really. I had to work a 12-hour shift on Thursday. My wife and I celebrated our 6-year dating anniversary on Friday. So we went out Friday night. I worked all day Friday. And then yesterday, my son had 2 soccer games. And so I had the morning open, but I was working on a video. And then I had soccer all afternoon. And then TD and I actually had our competition match last night. So I have not had a chance to keep up with Clash Worlds. Rick, do you mind kind of giving a rundown of who made it as far as they did?
today there were four clans left. First war was a knockout between MS Esports and the GS, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but MS Esports won. And then we had on the top bracket, Tribe Gaming versus Queen Walker's Stephanie. And Tribe won. That was a really close and really awesome war. If you're going to check the highlights, that was the second one of the day, and that one was real close and a lot of great attacks. Well, I mean, they're all great attacks. And then, so that sent Queen Walkers down to the lower bracket, and then they had to beat MS Esports. And then they had, that brought them back to face Tribe again, and then they won. So that puts it at 1-1. So for the finals, it's a double elimination. So since Tribe had not won before, they had immediately had to go again.
Mm.
So it was 1-1 in the final war, down to the last second and the last attack. So real entertaining, real close. They would have needed 95%, I think, of two stars to beat it.
Yeah, 94 to tie and then 95 to win.
Yeah, yeah, it was just right down to the last second.
And I liked that actually.
Yeah.
It didn't end with a 3-star. It ended with a 2-star, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, it was a real good war. And also, Queen Walkers had finished in second place the last 2 years in a row. Mm-hmm. So for them to win, it was a real huge, big storyline. There's a lot of people here rooting for them.
Is there anything in the atmosphere based on the fact that there are no Chinese teams there? I know that JX Tiger won last year. Has there been any commentary on, man, it stinks that we do not have any Clash China teams present at Clash Worlds?
I think everyone just kind of understands. It hasn't really come up. And the game's in a really weird spot in China from everything I understand.
Mm.
But I mean, like, no one will talk about it from the Supercell side. So,
right. And understood. Really, yeah, I mean, understood. Yeah. That's a hotbed of political uncertainty. So, I mean, totally understood. And then my second question would be, again, I have not had a chance to keep up with Clash Worlds. I've seen some stuff on Twitter. I've tried to keep up with it, but I have not actually had a chance to watch any recaps or watch any of the live streams. I know that we talked about last episode that there was a concern about all of the attacks being Lalo. Has that been your experience, that a lot of the attacks have been Lalo based? And just to add, I have seen several Queen Charge Dragon Rider attacks. What are you seeing being there live, Rick?
I mean, easily still 80% Lalo, but there's lots of different variations of it. A lot of Queen Charges to start. There's been some ground attacks. The Synthay obviously did. The Skelly done it hogs a few times.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few other people. The thing that did surprise me too, actually, is how often the Skelly Donut was used as an opener. It was still, the majority was still Queen Charges, but Skelly Donut was catching on.
Interesting. Trample, have you watched any of the matches this weekend? And did you see any attacks that you're like, oh, that looks interesting? Or is there anything that stuck out to you?
I have had a chance to watch a couple, because Clash of Clans on their YouTube account, they had like 5-hour videos of the streams. And so I had watched, just because I've always been a big Hog Rider fan. And ever since talking to Carl about the training session that he ended up one-on-one with Synthay, I thought, you know, that's pretty cool. Like, that's such a neat attack, that whole strategy. And so I was like scrolling through to see the first war from MS Esports to see if he had made a mass hog attack with the Skelly Donut, and he did. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. So it's just such a nice, slick attack. It's such a slick attack. And so that was from day one. You know, like Rick said, most of this is, there's a lot of Lalo stuff. And so what I found myself doing was seeing what the army composition was, and if it was more than 3 or 4 balloons, which are, you know, common for regular Queen Charge stuff, even if you're using a different army composition. If I saw more than a couple of balloons, I was like, skip, and I would just like speed through that attack and then check out what the next one was. And after doing that like 7 times in a row, I was like, yeah, I'll just check later and see who won.
So Rick, have there been any attacks this weekend that have been your favorite? I know that Trample mentioned Synthay's, it was like 42 hog attack or something like that. Has there been any that you've really liked?
Yeah, all the Skelly Donut mass hog ones were really cool. There was a mass Valk on, I believe, day one. I don't think it 3-starred, but it's interesting to see only a handful of Super Bowlers. Yeah, it's just, air is just too powerful, really. There's an E-Drag 3-star
E-drag this morning. Carl's going to be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just it was during the first hit of the very last war. It was Tribe Gaming used E-drags to 3-star.
So I'm curious, has Supercell, while you've been there, have they mentioned any effort in trying to diversify the hits and maybe nerf Lalo in some way and start encouraging a variety of attacks?
In a way.
And I'm assuming that's yeah. kind of hidden behind, yeah, I can't really say anything.
Yeah, well, it would be one of the many reasons I am excited for the next update.
Very nice. Well, and from a viewer standpoint, we've beat this horse to death, but it gets super boring if you see the same attack over and over again. And we're talking about this. How many triples were there over the weekend with Lalo? And we're talking about this super cool mass Valk attack that didn't even 3-star, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't really blame them for doing what they're most.
Oh yeah. Not at all.
And what's powerful and what's going to win them, you know, the winning team got $300,000. So, you know, like making it more entertaining isn't really on them. I think the game could be balanced in different ways now, but the meta shakeup is going to be, it's going to be really interesting.
I'm looking forward to it. So any plans for tonight? Because everything's done from the Clash of Clans standpoint, right?
Yeah. Tonight is a dinner at Wood City, the Supercell building, and then an after party until about midnight.
So do you have a best memory from the whole week? I mean, has it just been a surreal experience? Have there been any one moment that really stood out to you?
Hopefully tonight is going to be cool, but probably my favorite time is, I told you, I had a chance to sit down with Stuart and Adria and have dinner and ask all the questions I could think of.
Man, that's been super exciting hearing all about your Supercell world trip tour, all of that. If they ask you to come back next year, are you going to go back?
Oh, hell yeah.
Will you bring the wife with you this time, maybe? Or you think she'd be bored all weekend?
I mean, she would have to find her own thing to do. But
yeah, we'll see.
I'm sure she'd be happy to.
Yeah, and Trample, we're going to be expecting you to be there next year over the Clash World Championship weekend. I'll talk to you both live.
Yeah, that would be a cool experience or a cool opportunity. I don't anticipate cutting myself short anytime soon in terms of like the content creation and whatnot. So getting an opportunity to head out there next year would be definitely super cool.
Well, we'll definitely talk about it. So if you guys want to find Rick, you can listen to him on the Reddit Talks Clash podcast, which you can find on any of the podcast apps. Anything else that you'd like to add, Rick, before we end off this episode?
No, just, man, thanks for giving me the chance to come and just talk about it all, too. It's fun and it's good to get it out there instead of just texting the same three people how stoked I am.
Listen to the last episode of the Clash of This podcast. I talk about it all there. Listen to the Clash of This podcast. I'm curious, are you going to talk about this on Reddit Talks Clash next episode? Of course you will.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Interesting. All right. So if you guys want to follow the podcast, you can do so on Twitter at TipDog. I'm sorry. I was giving my old Twitter handle at Clash Tips Pod. You can also find Trample on YouTube and TikTok. Of course, everybody knows he's on TikTok at Trample Damage. You can find Clash Tips on YouTube as well. Also, hop into our Discord server. We've had a lot of people join recently. We'd be excited to continue the conversation there. Thanks so much again, Rick, for coming on, telling us about your Supercell / Finland event. Trample, thanks for coming on. We will talk to you soon.
Huzzah.
Until next time, see you guys.